VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Yemeni officials and Houthi rebels have agreed on phase one of a mutual pullback of forces from the key city of Hodeidah, the announcement from UN negotiators on Sunday. Under phase one, forces from both sides will withdraw from the ports of Hodeidah, Salif, and Ras Issa. A pullback from Hodeidah was part of December's ceasefire between Iranian-backed Houthi rebels and the Saudi-supported Yemeni forces. The ceasefire has generally held despite numerous skirmishes. Islamic militants are said to be stopping more than 1,000 civilians from leaving an area the extremist group still holds in a village in eastern Syria. A spokesman for the U.S.-backed Syrian militia fighting the group confirms the civilians are being kept in the area by the terrorists. Occasional airstrikes and clashes continue inside the village of Baghouz. The White House on Sunday defended President Trump's declaration of a national emergency to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart illegal immigration, even though he said he didn't need to do it. Trump advisor Stephen Miller, an immigration hardliner, spoke to Fox News Sunday.
We have families and communities that are left unprotected and undefended. We have international narco-terrorist organizations. This is a threat in our country, not overseas, not in Belarus, not in Zimbabwe, not in Afghanistan or Syria or Iraq, but right here.
Miller said Trump's actions were justified under a 1976 law giving presidents authority to declare national emergencies. He said Trump's action is, quote, defending our own borders, and called illegal immigration a threat to our country. He said more than 300 kilometers of the border wall would be built before the end of September 2020. This is VOA News. A planned meeting in